Welcome to Big Blend Radio's third Tuesday Go to Natchitoches show, where we explore what you can experience in the state of Louisiana's oldest city.
Y'all, did I do that right, Arlene?
You got that one good.
Hey, hey y'all. Right, because hey, everybody's y'all. A, you know, Miss Arlene now.
Yeah, y'all. That's my thing. Even when I lived in Los Angeles back in, you know, some 20 years ago, they always made fun of me and something when they saw me. Hey, y'all.
Yeah, but you know what? I have to tell you,
I like it.
We're here in Natchitoches, Louisiana again.
Finally.
And finally at the Christmas Lights Festival. I mean, it's the Christmas Festival of Lights. It is, you know, we've talked about it on the show. We do this show with Arlene every third Tuesday, the Go to Natchitoches show. And the oldest city of Louisiana, we've done pretty much all the historic sites, but now you have more. You have more for us to see and do as we're here. But we've been talking about the Christmas Festival of Lights for about 10 years.
Long time.
And we finally made it.
Well, and I'm so happy that y'all are here to experience the 97th annual Natchitoches Christmas Festival. I mean, can you imagine we're on the countdown to 100?
Wow.
I know. So isn't this one of the oldest Christmas festivals in the country?
It is. Wow. We're very proud of that. You know, it was a utility supervisor when the 2-watt bulb was invented that he started and made his first piece, the Eastern Star. And, you know, from there, it just kind of grew every year to new pieces and set pieces set along Cane River. And next thing you know, now we have 7 miles of stringed lights that are hanging in the historic district along Front Street. Over 100 set pieces along the river. And, you know, the festival used to just be one Saturday, the first Saturday in December, and it's grew into 6 weekends to accommodate the people because it has grown so much. And it's just, you know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
And I think this is so huge also because you're the oldest city in the state of Louisiana, right? And even your cemetery is the oldest cemetery in the Louisiana Purchase. So I'm trying to put that perspective in. And so now you have one of the oldest Christmas festivals and even going back into the history of light and lighting, right?
And the light bulb, yeah.
Yeah, and then thinking about the actual traditions of Christmas lights is a big deal. We you know, obviously got here just in the nick of time. And it was fun. We hung out with some travel writers here that Ruth Sykes brought in. And we had Lynn and Judy coming in from North Carolina. We found out they had actually been on a radio show before.
Right.
So everybody, we did interview them about their experience. They did a whole tour of the area. Also, we had
Ralph Ney visiting from Baton Rouge with his family.
And he's on the podcast, too.
Yeah.
We had Jackie Finch, who was a travel writer, but we didn't get her on the podcast because she was having too much fun.
we had a lot of people in town last night when we turned on the lights, you know, turned on the holidays.
Huge.
But we had a lot of visitors for the first time that have never been here, including you
no.
both. But even Ralph and his family, you know, Ralph is from New Orleans area originally and now in Baton Rouge. He's the general manager of a Marriott property down there. But he's, you know, the incoming president of the Louisiana Travel Association. So it was, you know, to get his feedback, it was just wonderful to hear because the experience for
well,
him
he brought
and
his
family.
Family. Yeah,
yes.
He brought the kids, the grandkids.
And his grandkids.
They played Santa with cookies. And
yep.
What I thought was interesting, and Nancy, didn't you feel like it was more, I know you have a lot of travelers coming in, and this is a big deal, but didn't you feel like last night was also a huge community thing and very family-oriented?
Oh, yeah, and it's so diverse. Like, everywhere you looked, you saw something different. For example, you could watch fireworks in the sky, but then you notice, wait a minute, it's reflected in the water below, too. So everything that... There's offshoots to everything. There's
yes.
always something
yeah.
more just around the corner. And that's what I think is so good about Natchitoches.
I agree. No, I think Natchitoches is beautiful, but I've never seen Cane River Lake.
Uh-huh.
That was amazing.
Light up like that. I mean, we were sitting there waiting for the fireworks, but listening to awesome live music. You had two Kelly bands
Roberts
there.
And then Louisiana Red.
Oh my gosh, I just wanted to party all night. You know, yeah. I'm like, listen, can I go back to my teens and just party? But then when the lights came on and the fireworks started, it was like, whoa. Wow. And then when we walked up from the bank and that amphitheater and everything and walked up, and the whole downtown was lit up.
Yes.
It's like, if you want to get lit, go to Nacogdoches. No, just say,
Well, you know, we always make fun, and we have visitors that actually come into the visitor center and refer to Nacogdoches looking like they've walked into a Hallmark movie. But I always have to remind them, this is the real thing.
Yeah. Tell everybody the Christmas bells, because we met the ladies, and you've got like a Christmas
Victoria
queen.
Wiggins, Miss Merry Christmas, and the Christmas bells, and even the angels on stage for the ceremony when we... Miss Merry Christmas has the honor every year of flipping the switch and turning on the lights for everyone as part of her duties. Mm. And these are all young ladies from high school that go and compete in a pageant. And then they are ambassadors for the rest of the year, for the season, and then throughout the year, you know, for other festivals to represent Miss Merry Christmas or the Christmas Festival. But we also have the Christmas Angels, which are students, one from each elementary or from grade school, from first grade all the way through 12th grade. They have, it's kind of interesting when they get on the stage, the little bitty ones get up.
And it was then, like, and they're so proud. Like, I am this, and I, you know, they're so sweet.
I'm in first grade. I'm in second grade. I'm in third grade. Mm. But they are just absolutely adorable. And it, their families are so proud, and the grandparents and the aunts and the uncles and the cousins come out to see their, you know, sweet little relative, you know, in the pageant or, you know, now, you know, on stage. But it's just a fun event for families to make memories. Mm. Whether you live nearby or come from far away, it's just a great place to make wonderful memories.
I think it instills in the children that participate, it instills a sense of community for them that they might not otherwise have a chance to get. And it instills a sense of pride in that they accomplished something that when they first go to do it might seem... a little scary for sure, nerve-wracking because it's something they've never done before. So I think it helps. It's a part of education.
It's a growth of confidence too, man.
Yeah,
and that your community's got your back,
and it shows a sense of pride in where you live, which means a sense of caring. Well, which actually, I think it's really needed and important this day and
age. I heard people, you know, I like to eavesdrop, right? And while we were sitting there waiting for the lights to come on and the whole thing, I heard people talking about us like, well, this year this happened and this year that happened. And then they were talking about like, you know what, I want to do this next year. And, you know, they were just thinking about like costumes and all kinds of things. Like, so there's a parade happening or something. That's what I heard, that people were talking about what they were wearing to a parade. What was going on about this? Because I'm kind of eavesdropping going, I'm not getting the full picture, which is the death of all eavesdroppers, right?
Well, actually, the festival began, like I said, it was only the first Saturday in December, and that's when we have the big parade, the big community parade. Mm. So, every year for the actual Christmas festival day, first Saturday in December, whatever year it happens to be, just like the lights come on every year, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and they always stay on through January 6th every year. That's the season. Saturday before Thanksgiving through January the 6th. Because, of course, January 6th is the beginning of the Mardi Gras season.
So it's Epiphany.
The Epiphany, that's right. So we know that we have all that time from, you know, for six weeks or what have you, you know, to have the Christmas lights on every night. And then the parade on the first Saturday. But all the other weekends, they have, every Saturday, they have fireworks and live entertainment. They have kids' activities. You know, they have what we call Kids Fest down on the riverbank. And like you said, you know, they had Cookies with Santa. Next week, the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame and Northwest Louisiana History Museum, which is a Louisiana State Museum, they'll be doing ornament making for anybody coming into the museum as an activity, you know, for the holidays. But all throughout the season, you can go to the Natchitoches.com website for Natchitoches and see, click on Natchitoches Christmas and see, you know, click on the schedule to see what's going on the weekend that you want to come. And this year was some new added features, which I am totally excited about. November 25th, which is actually the Thanksgiving weekend, and Saturday, December 9th. Our Christmas Festival Committee has added a drone show to the activities, which will be about 15 minutes before the actual fireworks show. But this is going to be an amazing show in the sky with over 100 drones doing some, you know, Christmas designs and such.
I mean, I've never seen that.
And yeah, can you imagine? I mean, just looking at the fireworks are amazing, but to have the added drone show. And we believe this is the first time that a drone show of this type has ever come to the state of Louisiana. We're happy.
Well, I mean, you're the first city. You might as well take it, right?
That's right.
Because you guys all just take it like, oh, it's ours now. No, we did it. We did it. but I think it was amazing last night. I mean, even the fireworks, Nancy, the amount, just to, you know, you experience the fireworks and then you see all the sets. You start walking back up. There's an experience. It's a multi-layered experience, and you need to go back more than once.
Well, yeah, because y'all didn't really even see everything. You didn't see the south side of the river, which would be on the other side of the bridge. Mm. It's magical. It really is.
The one thing that really gets me is the expertise of whoever is lighting the fireworks and has some time to go exactly to the music. Yes. I mean, it was spot on. And, you know, more than one song. It's spot on, and
for all ages.
How did
the guy that does our fireworks every year? I have to just I'm just in awe at the work that he does.
Yeah,
you know that's not his real job. His real job is he's a banker during the day.
No way! So he lets freeze, like let's blow some stuff up.
He knows how to calculate.
No, he knows how to blow up the safe.
No, and he does it very well.
Seriously, I mean his timing is
and beautiful
awesome.
Pieces. Beautiful.
Oh my
Absolutely
God!
Beautiful.
It was. I mean, I have to say, like. I've done a ton of fireworks, but there was this moment of like, I'm not filming this anymore. I'm just in awe. And then it's like, you know, when you watch wildlife, you know, you want to get the picture and then it's like, I'm just amazed at this piece of beauty. Right. And I had that moment last night and I watched people drop their phones at times going, you know what? I need to actually experience and watch it.
Yes.
And I think that's super, super important to just go
to live it,
this is real, just actually watch it.
The thing is to see it live where you know nobody's edited what's happening in the water or in the sky. Because if you watch a video, it could be edited, you're not really sure.
But this
was spot on, and I kept waiting for the beat to be off just a little.
It was awesome. And same as the music. I mean, just the bands themselves, the live music. I just want to give a shout out because, really, that amphitheater, I remember being here before that amphitheater, amphitheater.
That amphitheater
is insanely cool.
Yeah.
I love the bridge being lit up. That bridge, I really is when that it. I don't know what it is about that bridge lighting up, but now I am already getting teary eyed. That got me.
And we didn't even go to the Santa Claus house, and that's a fascinating story too. But I mean,
what is the Santa? Everybody's talking about the Santa Claus house, and I don't know anything about it.
Well, the Santa Claus house was built in memory of a young boy. His name was Barry Gunter. And his mother had taken him to Shreveport back in the 1950s to go do some shopping while his other siblings were in school. And when they went into one of the stores, they saw Santa and they had a line of kids waiting to take their pictures or whatever. And the mother said, we'll do it on the way back after shopping. Well, after shopping, they had to rush back to Natchitoches. And so they didn't get to see Santa. Well, the young boy was accidentally killed. And so the mother felt, you know, so bad that the next year she went to the mayor and asked the mayor if her family put up a Santa Claus house and had it manned throughout the season, you know, so that no kid could not say they didn't get a chance to see Santa. So the Santa Claus house is going to be lit in Miss Merry Christmas and the bells. They're
going to be there, yeah.
They're Santa's helpers and get all the kids through the line to meet with Santa and let them, you know, get
see, this is not a beauty. I want people to understand that this is not a beauty pageant.
So
this is a different
family keeps it up.
Oh, you brought up the Maggio family.
I love the Maggio family.
Okay, so let's talk about drive-through daiquiris, eggnog. Yes. So this is their heritage, right?
That's a Maggio's.
Nancy, did you like the eggnog daiquiri?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got some killer eggnog daiquiri for the holidays, that's for sure.
I have to say, I've never heard of eggnog daiquiri until here. No.
Really?
I've heard of eggnog and I've heard of daiquiris,
but not together.
But it was
delicious. It's like a
actually. I'm sorry, but that I actually don't really like eggnog.
Uh huh.
But you saw me enjoying daiquiris.
No, it was good.
It was good.
No, it
is. As a matter of fact, I'm so proud of them because, you know, I have the great opportunity of hosting travel journalists like we did with our visitors that were here this week and as we do every year. But we had the previous owner of Maggio's was a dear friend of mine, and she was so excited when I showed her that she had a write-up in the New York Times about her famous Maggio's eggnog daiquiris. She had it framed and everything when I gave her the article.
You know, that's actually a really good thing to talk about because, you know, you've got these people that brought these amazing institutions, you know, like Maggio's going there and going through the drive-through daiquiri. Someone comes, eventually people retire, move on.
Yep.
Someone comes in. And they kept the recipe, obviously, because it's darn good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
I mean, Maggio's looks like it did back in the, you know, when it opened, you know, 67 years ago.
It's amazing. And then, you know, we went to Merci Beaucoup, the restaurant.
Right.
Which we've been to before. And
right.
I think it probably was the older owners. And there's new owners there. And we have a little segment interview with Sarah.
Sarah Corcoran.
Yep.
And she even said they didn't change anything.
No, Nancy's like, the Reuben. She goes like, this is the best.
Yeah. Now, that's
a big deal.
Wonderful
without
food.
Without a doubt.
Of course, you know, that I was telling everybody when I bring people there that their number one item there that they sell that everybody loves, it's the Cajun baked potato at Merci Beaucoup.
I saw that thing. That's like a royal crown. Like I feel like somebody could put it on their head.
It was a baked potato topped off with crawfish etouffee and then jumbo fried shrimp.
What is etouffee?
Crawfish etouffee is not a gravy or it's like a sauce.
Mm.
You know, it's cooked down with seasoning and it can be like a brown gravy kind of a. I don't think it's a sauce or a gravy. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
It's just a Louisiana sauce.
It's something really good. Let me just put it to you that way. Crawfish etouffee is good stuff.
So is etouffee always with crawfish?
No. You can do shrimp etouffee.
What about no? It doesn't
no
work.
No seafood?
Yeah. I've
never had chicken etouffee. Let me just put it to you that
so
way.
Nancy and I are out. We're out. We're out.
For
we're
me,
not allowed.
For me, etouffee is a seafood thing, which is unfortunate for you all, but yeah.
Yeah, because Nancy and I are allergic to seafood. And when you go to Louisiana, this is like, it is like
well, you know,
heaven.
I couldn't remember, and I knew that, but I made gumbo, and I did it with chicken and sausage.
Oh. Chicken,
and then
but
I
that's
made
a that's
jambalaya,
a
but I put shrimp in there with sausage, and I forgot that y'all were allergic.
But chicken and gumbo, chicken and sausage, seems to be a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
While we were at Merci Beaucoup, and everyone, you can hear the interview coming up next with Sarah, then Ralph, and then also Judy and Lynn, because that's going to round up the whole experience from like how it all went down. But while we were there, I ordered their Church Street salad, right? Because that's one of their signature drinks. Yeah, drinks.
Salad.
You know who I am. Salad or meals. But they also had red beans and rice. Remember I was going to have the red beans? Now, I said, well, you never see this on a menu, you know, unless you're in Louisiana. And you started saying, well, yeah, well, red beans, this and that. So tell us a little bit about the this and that, well, where the red beans come from.
I grew up in New Orleans, and I always grew up knowing that my family made red beans on Mondays. Mondays was always the red beans and rice day, because the legend is that many of the women would cook their beans all day long while they were doing the laundry.
Yeah.
So, but even you know, even now as adults, we do red beans on Mondays, and we used to like to do white beans on Thursdays with either pork chops.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah.
So red beans and rice and sausage on Mondays, and then on some Thursdays.
Oh, yeah, they had to have the sausage.
It would be white beans and rice with fried pork chops.
But
hey, look, it was good to go.
Hey, wait a minute. We just had pork chops. I know what to do with it.
No, but there's traditions that go back, you know, so many years. That unless you take the time to really go back and try to research it, you may never know exactly.
But the red beans, I mean, the beans come from something. Isn't that also about, like, what you're saying about, like, the tradition being from, you know, you're doing this, you try to make it special, but it's always coming from, like, money. Like, we need. Beans are cost effective.
Absolutely, especially if you had a big family, you could stretch a big pot of beans to go far.
And if you can grow if you can grow them, locally where you are, then obviously it's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to import them or go travel 50 miles to get them,
then
that's a pain.
Yeah.
So tradition seems to center on what you can do where you are time where you are.
And what products you can get locally.
Right.
So the sausage is a big deal because you got like boudin down in the southwest part. And a lot of here's meat pies. We had meat pie.
We did have meat pies.
Mm-hmm. Yep. At the commissary today.
You cannot come to Natchitoches and not eat a meat pie.
I'm sorry, but even if you're vegetarian or vegan, just do it for the sake of it. Yeah. Just take a bite.
But you know what? Angela Lazion's, I don't think she has them on the menu, though. Excuse me. She has mushroom, or she has a veggie pie in place of a meat pie.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. Because because they're like empanadas, but not empanadas. There's like a different, it's lighter.
Hard to explain, huh?
You just have to come to Natchitoches and taste one, period.
That's it.
So today, what was interesting is we went to the commissary. You know, we've been wanting to go there for a while.
Right.
Mercy Beaucoup, we've been there before. And we're going to go back to Maglio's, which we haven't done for
a long
10 time. Years. Yeah. 10 years. So we're excited to do that. I had my Abita beer today. I just was like, I realized, remember I just said, oh my God, I'm in Louisiana. I got to have an Abita beer.
That's it.
And it had to be the one with the alligator.
Alligator boot or something.
Yeah, with an alligator. I don't know.
It's Andy Alligator.
Andy Alligator.
The alligator. I do. Everybody wants the alligator. But so I had to do that because that's, you know, it's kind of a state.
It's a Louisiana thing.
You guys have really invested in keeping your food culture, your music culture, your cultures, traditions.
Alive.
Yeah. Well, we got some good music stuff going on because, of course, Lieutenant Governor has named 2024 as the Year of Music in Louisiana.
I love that.
But
I love it.
Yeah, and I'm excited because we have a local teacher that teaches music who just last night was inducted into the Louisiana Music Educators Hall of Fame.
Awesome.
And I'm happy to say that Mr. Catrice LaCour, which is his name, and he teaches the NSU Middle Lab School Orchestra. He is going to be the rider representing Natchitoches on the float in the Tournament of Roses Parade January 1st, 2024, representing Natchitoches, Louisiana.
And you're going to be there again, aren't you?
I'm going to go, but I'm not going to be in the parade. I'm just going to be a spectator.
Oh.
I'm just going to go cheer him on and just support, you know, tourism. Because, you know, the Lieutenant Governor, Billy Nungesser, we had an agreement with the Tournament of Roses to do the floats for 3 years. And Natchitoches was lucky to do two of those three years. And for a small community like Natchitoches, of only 18,000 residents, that's an opportunity to be on an international platform, you know, like none other.
Yeah, no. And you're the oldest city of Louisiana.
Yeah.
It's like I talked to Rafa, as everyone will hear, I said, like, it's important that you know, people understand that Louisiana is not just, or New Orleans, and you're from New Orleans, and we love New Orleans, mm-hmm. and I'm not ever taking that down a peg at all. I think New Orleans is a treasure of this country. And I think Louisiana, like I say, it's like when you come into Louisiana, you are in a different country in a weird way, because it's like everybody kept to their heritage. Everybody mm-hmm. understands the integrity, and people get along, and it's just such a, it is.
There's a totally different vibe.
God, I love Louisiana so much. I really love it.
Take it for granted, but you know, from the, you all coming from the outside and being in and seeing the difference. Oh, we love it here. But for the people that are here all the time, I guess they just don't realize.
Yeah, but you
know. I don't say they take it for granted.
Yeah, but they moved here. But let's say we're born here. They moved here for a reason.
Yeah. I got a lot of friends who moved here for a reason.
But then, I suppose if you live anywhere long enough, you start to just say, oh, this is the way everything must be, or you take it for granted.
Yeah, but like travel out. Mm-mm.
But seriously, you know, as we travel full time and we go from place to place to place, all different states, all different cities, all different counties, and our period of time that we spend in a place has a lot to do with what we think of the place. How much do we get to see? How much do we get to interact with local people to finally form what we think about the place?
Right.
And we always have different opinions based on different.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, it is true. I mean,
I'm just being. Come on now,
being sarcastic.
You know, you caught me about that earlier. I didn't realize you were just kidding.
Like, one of us might concentrate more on the history, while the other one concentrates more on what's happening now, and so we'll have a difference of opinion because history changes over time.
So I think it's really interesting about how Louisiana keeps its identity. And I want to talk a little bit about like Natchitoches being like, you guys really do keep your identity as like the oldest city of the state of Louisiana, though you really just don't feel like a city. I'm sorry, you just aren't a city. You're like a town and a community. And when we were there, you know, we've never experienced your events. We've done how many podcasts over the years?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
quite a few, like a lot. And we always talk about these events and we always feel, you know, I put it up. We're in this Facebook group, a gratitude group. And the night we arrived here, I put in there, I'm just number one, grateful to arrive and meet you again and be back here again with you and everybody. And going, Nancy brought up the fact that, oh my gosh, everyone's saying hello to us in the street that we don't even know who the heck they are. And I'm like, but it wasn't like, it's
that's
not.
That's just who we are.
Yeah. And yeah. I went, I put it's that, I'm grateful to be in a community where people smile and say hello as they go by. And I thought, oh my God, we're back in Natchitoches. That's it. And that's it. And I remember.
That's a huge difference.
I remember.
And see, that's what I'm saying. Locals take that for granted. We don't even recognize that we're doing it because that's who we are.
And it was everyone.
But for people outside coming in, because one of the other journalists that was here said the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Something happened to her, and that three young gentlemen on the street, you know, were very kind, and, you know, and it took her by surprise that people were just so friendly.
And everybody, you know, it just felt like mm-hmm. even on the night of the fireworks and the opening night of the Christmas Festival of Lights, you know, it was like the young people, it was like a family affair. Mm-hmm. I feel like you can't really get, I couldn't get away with anything as a kid because it was a very big community of family and friends in South Africa growing up. And I felt the same mm-hmm. that night. Bye. I felt like, I almost felt like I kind of reverted back to childhood mm-hmm. in a way, like when I was in high school, like just understanding that your parents are there. They're supporting you. Mm-hmm. And if your parents aren't, your aunt is, or your grandparents or your neighbor.
And your cousin.
There's someone there watching over mm-hmm. you. Yeah. And you ain't going to get away with it. Or they're supporting. There's some there's like a support. It's like a village. And I feel like our country kind of needs that. And yeah. I say, go to Louisiana and go to Natchitoches. Is this a statewide thing or is it a Natchitoches thing?
I think it's a statewide thing because you'll find that in other communities when you go to festivals or events, the sense of family and togetherness and just, you know, supporting.
It's like another. A multicultural, multi-generational party.
Well, and I was just thinking that, you know, Ralph was here with his, you know, wife and his daughter and his grandchildren. So
yeah.
He had three generations, you know, represented in just that family coming to experience and look at the wonderful memories that they made together.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and he came up, he drove up from Baton Rouge.
He did. It's about a 3-hour drive from Baton Rouge to Baton Rouge.
Yeah, I mean, he came up just for the day, and he knew he'd been there from meetings with you guys.
But you had mentioned, too, about international visitors.
Yes.
We were talking about international travelers. We here in Natchitoches get quite a large number of international visitors from everywhere, all over. And they are flying into either Dallas and working their way to New Orleans. They fly into Houston. I've met some that have flown into Los Angeles and driving to Orlando, Florida. So, I mean, they are coming into the main gateways. But I'm very grateful that they're finding their way to little old Natchitoches.
Oh, and you're on the Jefferson Highway, everybody.
Yes, yeah, Jefferson Highway, the El Camino Real, which was the King's Road some 300 years ago from Mexico City all the way to Natchitoches. So I always tease and say all roads lead to Natchitoches. And, you know, we love to celebrate, discover, and explore. Those are our taglines. And we're proud of the fact that our community has been the destination of travelers since 1714.
Well, thank you for your hospitality, as always. You know we love Natchitoches. Nancy, if we ever get off the road, we're just going to have to move here, I think. You know.
Well, there's something about the state of Louisiana, and especially Natchitoches, and I say that because we spent more time here than we have in other parts of Louisiana, but there's a mystique about the whole state. There's because
swampy.
The varied history and the ability to let different people from different races and places actually get along, work together, and help each other. Mm-hmm. It's different. Other states are not maybe quite there yet. Hopefully they...
I think different communities are, but as a state, it just feels
wrong. There's a mix of people in this state.
Well, that goes back to our Creole heritage, the Cajun heritage. I mean,
oh, and we met a Perdome today. I mean, come on. And that's at the end of our segment today on the podcast. But I mean, she comes up and she's like, oh, she was on the bank with some kids at the Bermuda Bridge. And I remember photographing that bridge when the very first trip we went. I'm like, there's something about this
bridge. Yep.
I didn't know about the history, but now they have all these plaques and everything.
How cool is that?
And I didn't. Oh, that's a story for World War II history.
Right.
But she comes up with her walking stick, and I'm going to get somebody to know this history. And I'm like, what? I want to know. And she came out and she was like, that's my great grandfather. You know, I'm going to get the name, you know, the generation tag wrong. But I looked at her, I was like, well, are you related to
the Alphonse Prudhomme?
No, Doc's the Snake Prudhomme.
Okay, Don the Snake Prudhomme.
Don, that's it.
Don the Snake, his nickname, Prudhomme, is a race car driver that when I was growing up, my dad was always watching this on TV. And because his nickname was the Snake, and I'm an animal freak, I was always like, oh, I want to see how he does. And they called, because when he's racing against all these other cars, I have to say that Don the Snake earned his nickname because he weaved in and out of all the other cars so fast and never got hit and never hit anybody. You're going to get passed. I'm sorry.
But well, I don't think she was. Was she?
Well, she didn't know. She says it could be because they have a lot of distant relatives.
But
well, I will tell you this much about her descent. I mean, where she descended from. The first Prudhomme that came to Natchitoches was born in France in the late 1600s, and he came to Natchitoches as a young soldier at Fort Saint-Jean-Baptiste in the early 1700s, like 1714 to 1717. Mm. So he was one of the first Prudhomme families.
That's what she said. She said, there's a possibility, she said, you know, of having distant cousins.
I think they're on 9th or 10th generation here in Natchitoches of Prudhommes from that Prudhomme from France.
Well, and it's amazing because it is the Prudhomme, like that, this is from the Cane River Creole National Historical Park. Right. And that is what led us to Natchitoches, Nancy and I, on our Love Your Parks tour. And we're still on our tour doing parks, not just national parks, but all parks now. We expanded our horizon because why not? And what was amazing is to go to these, you know, it's got two plantations and Melrose next to it, but you go into this plantation and I looked at her and I said, well, this is your family's bicentennial farm. And, you know, you go in that plantation and you think it's going to be all ornate from like, you know, the 1800s. You go in the kitchen, it's got like,
it's like the formica,
it's got like the 50s and 60s. It's like, this is how we, you know, so, and we talked about that and everyone, you'll hear it on the next segment, about how history is interpreted so you can get a full perspective of every culture. When you go in, when you hear the word plantation, don't just go, oh, I'm not going there. I encourage you to go there so you can get the story before you make up your mind about what you hear as headlines. So I'm just going to say that. All right. Are we ready? We're going to thank you, Miss.
Well, thank you.
You've got me saying Miss Arlene. Miss Arlene.
I'm not that old, but that's all right. I'm just so happy that you all are here to experience
Christmas
holidays in Natchitoches.
It is festive. Holidays. It is fun. It is fabulous.
It is.
So everybody, Natchitoches.com, stay tuned. We've got Sarah, we've got Ralph, we've got Lynn and Judy on with our little segments from our little experience of this last 24 hours. Just over 24 hours in Natchitoches.
It hasn't even been 24 hours.
Can we even just talk about the food? It's fabulous. You're going to have a good time.
Oh, for sure.
Don't tell your doctor about coming to Natchitoches. That's all I'm going to say. All right, stay tuned.
Don't tell your doctor.
Don't. We're here at Merci Beaucoup. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did.
With Sarah, the owner. And Sarah, Merci Beaucoup is right in the historic district of Natchitoches.
It is.
And I think this is the second time we've eaten here. And Nancy said this is the best Reuben sandwich she has ever had. And she is the Reuben sandwich connoisseur. So I just want to know, like, why? What did you do?
I'll be honest with you. We didn't change the recipe. When we bought it, we just kept everything the same.
Mm.
So, Mr. Cox that started the restaurant, that was his recipe, and we keep it going.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask is the history of here. Number one, you've got amazing food.
Thank you.
Right? So I want to ask you about the actual building. So this was actually a garage at one point.
It was a gas station, yes. Yeah, years and years ago. But they turned the banquet room. You can see the bays where they would drive their cars in and the oil, you know, get their oil changed. But yes, it used to be a service station. Yes.
And now it's a restaurant. You'd never know. Tell everybody just a quick overview of what you serve here, because it seems like very, very much a Natchitoches place to come and eat.
It is. We serve the Natchitoches meat pies, obviously, which is a big favorite. We do etouffee, which is one of our best dishes, is a Cajun potato. Which is a stuffed potato with the etouffee on top with fried shrimp on top. That is a big winner. But we also have salads. We do a lot of chicken salads.
I had the Church Street salad.
Church Street salad.
Oh, my gosh. That was delicious. Yes. Perfect with a little bit of fruit. And then the grilled chicken is what I had. And I saw that the etouffee.
The Cajun potato.
That's like something fit for a king.
Yes.
I'm
so
serious.
Very popular. The Church Street is too, because we serve it with our homemade orange dressing, which everybody
loves.
Which
I suck down. Sorry.
Yes. No, it is. So we sell it by the pint. rides.
So. Oh, I bet. I saw that. So a lot of people come in here and it's like, yeah, we want gallons of this,
gallons
of that. That's awesome.
And the chicken salad we sell by the pint.
Oh, so, wow. Wow. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for an amazing lunch.
Yes. I hope you enjoyed it.
We did. Hey everyone, I'm here with Ralph Ney, and he is the president of the Louisiana Travel Association. We're at a little party. It's kind of a good festive one. And you've got twinkly lights on.
Yeah,
we're all going to get to wear them, which is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're about to go and see the kickoff of the Natchitoches Christmas Festival of Lights, which is very exciting. Have you been to this festival before and actually seen the lights?
No, I've seen the lights, but I haven't seen the first day of turning the lights on and the fireworks.
I'm excited about the
fireworks. Me too, and I haven't seen the lights downtown, just, in by the river. So we're really excited. Brought my granddaughters to come see the lights. They have no idea what they're going to see, so it's exciting to see their faces.
Now, you're out in Louisiana area?
Yeah, I'm originally from New Orleans. I'm originally from New Orleans. But I grew up in Araby, Louisiana, right outside of New Orleans, and I now live in Baton Rouge. I've been in Baton Rouge for about 20 years. I'm in the hotel industry, so I've been working in the hotels for about 20 years, and daughter is now married and has two granddaughters. So,
They're having a good time. We like that. We like that.
They're having a great time.
So coming to Natchitoches, is that some place that you've always come to, not being from Natchitoches or in here?
Well, being a board member of the Louisiana Travel Association, we travel to different parishes to have meetings, old meetings, or the different visitor bureaus host the meetings. And so Arlene and I became friends as board members in the Louisiana Travel Association. And so we've stayed here a couple times for meetings. And it's just so beautiful with all of the old. I love old architecture.
I know,
and then it was the first capital of Louisiana. Not many people know that. And then just looking into the history of Saint Denis, who founded this area, it's just really it's a cool little town.
Have you had the meat pies?
And I just had a few a little while ago. But they're known for the meat pie capital of Louisiana. And they're very good.
Yeah, I'm glad you had a good time coming up here, because we've been here quite a few times. We always said, because we travel full time across the country, and we came for our first visit was specifically for Cane River Creole National Historical Park, because we document parks and public lands. And now it's kind of under our skin. I don't know if you feel that way about here, but we sure do. It's like you get up here whenever you can.
Oh yeah, me too. I have the same feeling. I need to come back, spend more time, because you can't just spend one day here. We spent half the day up and down Front Street, in different shops, and there's a shop for everybody's taste. For me, it was the general store with all the hardware items. My wife and granddaughters with the candy and the dresses and things like that. So, it's just really a beautiful place. Oak trees, and we just can't wait to see the lights.
I know, we're excited about it. Real quick, last question with you being the president of the Louisiana Travel Association. Mm-hmm. How important is it for people to know about smaller communities? Because I think a lot of times people think Louisiana is New Orleans, and I'm not knocking New Orleans.
Right,
no, exactly. No way, Jose. Mm-hmm. We love New Orleans. Mm-hmm. But do you think people need to know a little bit more about these areas, these smaller parts?
They really do. They're just the best kept secrets. These small towns. I call them big little cities. Because, even Baton Rouge, there's a lot of neat areas to go in Baton Rouge and New Orleans too. It's not a big city.
It's kind of like a little neighborhood. Each neighborhood has its own feel
there's like
and vibe.
60 different neighborhoods. Wow. But the cities around in Louisiana, it's not just the cities, but it's the people, the different dialects and cultures and food. Each city has a. This is a meat pie capital. Lafayette's the Boudin capital. I think.
What Baton Rouge get?
What are we? We call it Red Stick, but what are we called?
What's a Red Stick?
Well, Baton Rouge is French for Red Stick.
Oh, yeah.
So what do we know?
Yeah, because there's beignets, and that's New Orleans, too,
Yeah, that's
right?
New Orleans.
Maybe you're so close.
We're football. We're state capital, so we do a little bit of everything. We embrace everybody's culture.
Oh, so look at this. It's all about us now.
Yeah. We embrace everybody. Oh, that's cool. Boudin, gumbo, mayonnaise. Yeah. You can get it anywhere, Baton Rouge.
I love it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So we get to have a good reunion. When you travel, you bump into friends from the past. Judy and Lynn, they are Judy and Lynn Garrison. So it's Southern...
Seeing Southern.
SeeingSouthern.com is their website. And they're both travel writers, photographers. And they were on our show, how many, did we think, 7 or 8 years
seven
ago?
Or eight years.
On Big Blend Radio through the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association. And, you know, we all sat down to lunch at Merci Beaucoup yesterday. And Nancy and I looked at, I'm like, I know these faces and I understand these voices and kind of recognize these names. And lo and behold, it's you two. And here you are in Natchitoches. So, Judy, you're saying this is your first time here?
First time here. We have heard about it forever and, you know, through the Steel Magnolias movie. And so we're excited to get the invitation to come, especially at the holidays. And it's just as beautiful as we thought it would be.
It is. Now, Len, with you both being photographers, what would you say architectural beauty here?
Well,
the water, the food, I mean.
Yeah, certainly the plantations and just the way that they have preserved so much of this down here, it gives you a real window into the past and certainly some great photographic opportunities. I also love this Cane River just because I love reflections. And we've had some beautiful weather and when we did the fireworks show last night, I spent more time taking reflections of the fireworks in the water than in the air. So it's just fun to be able to shoot that way. And
right now we're standing above the Cane River Lake and right by the Bermuda Bridge, which is part of the history. We're right outside Cane River Creole National Historical Park. Did you guys get to go to Cane River Creole?
It's really impressive. Yeah.
Did you go to Melrose Plantation too?
Yes. The history is just alive at both places.
They've done such a great job of the preservation the docents and everything there just do a wonderful job of explaining the history of the properties and the people that have lived there over the years.
I think it's really important because of the way they do the interpretation is so important because right now, a lot of people go, you shouldn't go to a plantation. Right. That's like a no-no. And I think it's really important to go to actually get the history. Mm-hmm. The Park Service does such a good job. I know Melrose Plantation, too, is being on the National Historic Register. I think they do a good job of telling all sides to the story, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you have to be able to understand what happened, whether it be for good or bad. It was part of our history. It makes us who we are. And they do a great job. The docents are really good. They give you background, like you said, from all sides.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about shopping? Because I saw you, like, with one bag after the other.
Well, I don't
Ruth
know.
And Jackie, everybody did a lot of shopping.
I was sitting out on the bench on the street, so they had lots of nice benches.
Yeah, he's got the bench on the street. He was people watching. But
There's some cool shopping, very unique to Natchitoches, and a lot of the historical and, you know, great furniture and decor and
the hardware store.
Yes. Oh, the mercantile. The Kathy Frederick mercantile.
Yes. You got to go there.
Yes. It's the oldest mercantile in the Louisiana Purchase.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you want to see how an old hardware store was run in the past, good place to see it. They actually have the old elevator in there. The wooden beams and everything where they would haul stuff from one floor to the other. I believe it still works, but yes.
Mm-hmm. It does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a must-see.
Did you see the cypress trees? Not the trees, the cypress knees of the cypress trees. Like the cypress knees that were painted into little Santas?
No,
oh,
yeah, I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, well, you guys have to go back. You're going to have to go back now because they're so cute. Yeah. I saw a lot of, you know, that's the thing is like Christmas shopping here for ornaments and things is like a whole other ball game.
Yes, it is.
It's unique. I mean, it's so Louisiana. I think Louisiana, we always say, is like you come into Louisiana, it's like you're in a different country. Mm-hmm. They have like integrity to their people, the land, the culture. And food.
And everyone is so in tune with their history, and they're so proud of it. And mm-hmm. You can see it in their businesses,
yep.
in, you know, just speaking with them. They're kind, they're hospitable, and that's where you want. That's the kind
and
of
people smile and say hello to you right. in the street. Nancy and I first were like, oh yeah, we're in Natchitoches. Everyone says hello to you and smiles at you, yeah. and you don't know them. They're just that's like, right. hey, hi, that's hi, right. y'all.
That's that southern just, hospitality.
Just right here, there's a lady who has a little dog with her, and as we drove up to come down to the water here, she just strolls up, starts yeah. says, hello, hey, you mm-hmm. know, and she lives right around here. But
well,
very,
actually,
very
she's a Prudhoe.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's from her great grandparents oh, had
built the bridge.
Cane River Creole yeah. National Historic Park. That plantation is from there. Mm-hmm. Her family, and I'm like, you know, when do you get to do that? Like, right. suddenly meet someone who's, you know, we just went to your park.
Right.
you know, I mean, but the history is pretty. We asked her because we've been dying to know this if. They're related to Don the Snake Prudhomme, the race car driver.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, because of Prudhomme, you never yeah. know, man. You mm-hmm. never know. Okay, food. We have to talk food.
Mm. I think my favorite were the meat pies.
Oh, yeah.
You stole it from me.
Lazon. I hope I say it right.
I don't know.
All this French yeah. is just kind of gets me
a
little bit
have
clip, but
meat pies.
Yes.
They're excellent.
It's their state food. Like, it's state recognized right. as yeah. their dish.
And you have to try each restaurant's rendition of the meat pie, but Lazion's yeah. was the best.
All a little different, but they're yeah. all very good.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, we just went to the commissary, and that was good. So that was good food. Yeah. That was really good food. And Merci beaucoup yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Where else did you guys
eat? We went to the Mariner.
Mariners, yeah, they've been on our show. Now, we haven't yeah. been and yeah. had any food there yet. Was
well,
that good?
We ate there. It was excellent. Lovely. The couple that owns it, they just have a wonderful
they're awesome.
Story, and they're just
they've traveled
growing,
all over too,
right, growing yes. by leaps mm-hmm. and bounds. And we were out there at dark, so we didn't get to see the river,
mm.
and we just drove
Texas.
By
Sibley,
there.
Sibley, yeah,
right. Yep. We just drove by there, and we're like, it's surrounded by water. It's the
yes,
coolest thing.
Pretty,
but they say
very
that's
pretty sight.
That's yeah. the spot for sunset.
Yes, and romance and. Mm-hmm. All, you know, for romantic dinners and everything. Yeah. Now, okay, so you went to Lazion's, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
You got the meat pies. Mm-hmm. Okay,
right.
Mariners. I heard that you did make it to the French Market Express,
yes,
which is a big
did.
Deal.
Yeah. yes. In the gas station.
It's yes. one of the gas station yes. food trails.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
gas station food, but it's to the nth level
yeah,
for sure. Right,
definitely elevates yeah. a stop for gas.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We picked up a couple of the yam cake buttons, which is the top of the muffins.
Oh, they're so, like muffin tops, like from Seinfeld?
Yeah, yeah, the muffin tops, but we got them without the icing, which is probably the best part, so we could travel well. But it was very good, very moist, and yeah,
okay.
the yam cakes were great.
So we had meat pies there, and I think we've eaten everything that's every fried thing there
mm-hmm.
that one night. And but every time we come to Natchitoches, it's like it's an institution. It's
right.
it's a gas station. You can buy wine in there.
Mm-hmm.
You can. And what about the eggnog daiquiris? Come
oh,
on.
Oh Lord.
Drive through daiquiris
yes.
Last night after the fireworks, we went to the drive through daiquiri place, and I guess people thought we were just crazy because Lynn's out shooting us, and we're in the car and
shooting with his camera.
With
yeah,
his
yeah.
camera, yes.
Natchitoches is a peaceful place.
That's right. But we've got Jackie through the moon roof.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
So it was fun. Only in Louisiana can you get a drive-through
daiquiri
to go.
Yes.
I thought it was. Yeah, I
it
love
was
it.
Good.
I
good.
Love it. So you're going to come back?
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And the Christmas, I thought the Christmas, you know, the turning on the light, the Christmas
mm-hmm.
tree,
yeah.
the fireworks, opening up, you know, it's 97 years this festival.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
97
yeah.
years of their Christmas light celebration.
If they do it this
I can
big,
see why, because they do such
100.
A job
yeah.
of it. How many thousands of lights?
It's 300,000 lights.
Lights, 100
yeah.
set pieces,
yes.
over 100. And you think about when they turn it on, and the fireworks just start, and with the music, and
mm-hmm.
they're incredible. But just when everything lit up, I was like, quick, take a picture.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, look,
right,
look, look.
Right,
and then,
so much
wasn't
see.
It weird? Like, and when you walk back up to Front Street,
yeah.
like everything was all lit up. And
mm-hmm.
then you realize just how
yes.
magical it was.
Right.
Like, even Front Street, all, oh
and
man.
You stand at one end and look down, and it's just this, the entire street's lit up. So it's this huge tunnel of lights
yeah.
that are all around you, like like an arbor over your head with everything. So yeah,
that's a good way of putting it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, gee, you guys must be travel writers or something.
And all the bridges are decked out and lit up. It's very, very beautiful. That venue that they have down there, the amphitheater, the amount of people.
Oh my
that
gosh!
Were
and the music
sitting up and down the banks. Yeah, the live music. Yeah.
I just wanted to stay and party.
Yeah.
I did. I wanted a party. I'm like, this is fun, man. Yeah. And everybody was happy.
Yes.
And the kids. The faces of the children as the, as the music's playing and the lights come on. It's just, it's just a magical sort of experience.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. I had a good time. I had a real good time. Well, thank you all for... See, I got the y'alls now.
Oh,
thank you all. Yeah. Thank you all for, having a few comments here and a few words about your experience. So, seeingsouthern.com, is that where people can see
your
footage?
That's where they can find us, seeingsouthern.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome.
Please do.
All right. Well, thank you guys. And you're going to Alexandria next?
Oh, we're heading home.
Yes, to the airport, actually.
You're going to the airport in Alexandria? Oh, it's cool. They have all these World War II fighter jets and things outside the airport.
Yes.
It's really cool.
It's a nice airport. I like the small community here.
That's awesome. Well, safe travels.
Good talking to you again.
Yes. Yeah, again, right? Thank you for joining us on our Big Blend Radio Go to Nacogdoches show. Keep up with us at BigBlendRadio.com and plan your adventure in Natchitoches. Go to Natchitoches.com. That is NATCHITOCHES.com, Natchitoches.com.